This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. The best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing because it's a Friday. And man, oh man, it is the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience with the motoring journalist Prashobin Naidoo's back in the driver's seat today. It's a special one. We are talking about a car he has been dreaming about for a while. I mean, a name that rolls off the tongue with Italian flair. I'm talking about the Alfa Romeo Stelvio Quadrifoglio. Italiano, baby, you know? This is not just any SUV, it's a performance machine with serious attitude, the kind of a car that does not just move you, it stirs your soul. And as always, we'll wrap things up with a handy motoring tip and a smooth jam to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashobin. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Kim Dash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm so great. Excited to be speaking to you again about, you know, this machine. I mean, when you first laid eyes on this Stelvio Quadrifoglio, what immediately stood out for you, Prashobin?
I'll be honest with you, King Dash, I'm a sucker for the Italian play. This thing is absolutely gorgeous. A performance SUV, and I know that the name itself is a whole mouthful. Stelvio Quadrifoglio, what is this car? Well, you're basically getting a performance SUV. It's a beast in the metal. Love the iconic design cues you get up front. They call it the Scudetto Glow. It's a signature design that has been with Alfa for many years. And then you also have telephone design wheels. And our test car came in. They call it Verde Montreal. Basically, it's green. And, you know, it looks the part. It is a handsome-looking beast. Black wheels and just very, very aggressive, I must admit. And it's very pretty. That's how I describe it in a nutshell. It's a very pretty car. You know, they put love into this. That's how I describe it, you know?
Yeah. No, so I'm sold on the outside. Now, let's step inside this beautiful machine. What was the experience like, and where does it stand, you know, or sit in terms of pricing?
So it's very driver-focused. It's not going to be, you know, tech gimmicky, and it's very short. You sit inside, the steering wheel is very sporty, you've got a red button that says start, and then the beast comes to life. You've got chunky paddle shifters, and there's Alcantara suede trim, perfect, you know, especially if you have a big family, lots of boot space, good amount of room for your rear occupants, and it just feels very purposeful. Yes, it's not leaning on, it's not going to wow you by any metric. It's very straightforward. But pricing, it's about 2 million rand. And it goes head to head with the BMW X4 M as well as the Geo EC63. And of course, this is it's different. But in the cabin, it just kept it straightforward. Nothing to wow you.
Now, let's get to the gist of things, Prashobin. I mean, how is it? Pedal to the metal. How does it feel on the road?
Honestly, King Dash, I'm in love. Wow. Really. This car is entirely a Ferrari-derived engine. It's taken from a Ferrari California T, minus two cylinders. So you've got a 2.9-liter twin-turbocharged V6. And it has a nice amount of shunt. You're getting about 175 kilowatts. And 600 newton meters of torque, and can go 0 to 100 in under 4 seconds. But what you're getting is just precise. It's very fun. You wouldn't even be able to tell if it's a performance SUV. It's very light and on its feet. The steering is very light. And that V6 backtrack, as soon as you just put your foot down on the pedal, oh, it's just like music to one's ears. And people, as soon as you drive past it, people just hear this thing and they're like, their jaws dropping. From the moment you turn it on, you just want to drive it hard all the time. You don't want to actually take it slow. Yeah. You want this car, you want to just feel how it is on the road. And this car, it's a driver connection kind of car. It's not pure plain Jane, let's say Audi SQ8, where it's lovely. It's beautiful, V8, but this is more raw. It's more passionate. And of course, it is. It's not too bad. It got about 17 meters from the kilometers on the open road, but you can get it down to at least 13 or 11.
Oh, most definitely. Sounds amazing. Now, we need to find out who this car is really for, Prashobin, and why would someone actually choose to own one?
Okay, so it's definitely, I thought about this question quite hard. I think for someone who is not, you know, you think your Audi SQ8 is something more for a dad or someone who just, it's an older gentleman. But this is more for your youthful kind of crowd. I think this is just, it's sexy, it's different. It's, of course, it's definitely not, you know, a volume seller in South Africa, but it's something that if you want to be unique and have something that's special, then this might be a cup of tea. And perfect for a family. I think if you're a dad that wants to, you know, take it on a long trip and wants that sporty flair, and you have your two kids and a dog, and your wife, of course, then I think this is the car.
All right. Now, looking at the bigger picture, what's next, you know, for Alfa Romeo? What are they planning going forward?
So, actually, they have something quite exciting coming up. They're returning to the Simola Hill Climb in Knysna, which is one of South Africa's biggest motorsport events. They're taking the Giulia Quadrifoglio, which is the sedan size performance version of the Stelvio. It goes head to head with the BMW M3, and then they're taking the Giulia, the Stelvio Quadrifoglio, as well as the electric car called the Alfa Romeo Junior to the smaller hill climb. And it seems like they're taking a bit of motorsport heritage with the electric future. It seems to be where they're going at. But yeah, that's where they are.
All right. And before I let you go, Prashoban, what's your motoring tip of the week? And hit us up with your Friday hot jam.
So if you're driving a high-performance car, always warm it up properly before you're about to go. And of course, once you're done burning rubber on tar, let it cool down at ease and a cool temperature. Let it chill for a bit, and you're going to end up with Dantal Oliver callback.
Thank you so much, Prashoban. Catch you again next week, a Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much. Congrats. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
All right, that was Prashoban Naidu on the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. You can catch him again next week, Friday, same time, same place. Also find his work on topspeed.com and ed.news.co.za. Don't forget to follow him as well at Wheels and Journeys across all social media platforms.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.